Greetings, I'm Bill Kladke, and I'd like to welcome you to today's edition of Living in Baltimore. Our guest today is Dan Stoltzfus, who is CEO of the Helping Up Mission in Baltimore, and Dan is here today to talk to us about the various things that the Helping Up Mission is doing to help folks that have problems and that are in crisis, as well as to help our community. So, Dan, welcome to the show.
Bill, it's great to be with you. Thanks for the opportunity.
First of all, for those of our listeners who are unfamiliar, could you tell us a little bit about the Helping Up Mission, please?
Sure. So Helping Up Mission has been around since 1885. So we've got a few years under our belt as an organization. And we like to describe what we do as really a community of hope. And our focus is on those who are battling addiction, substance use, facing homelessness, trauma. So we're trying to provide programs and services, primarily residential programs, that meet those needs in our community. And as we all know, unfortunately, Baltimore is associated and known in a lot of ways with related to the drug epidemic in our country. But we also think Baltimore could be known as a place, addiction recovery and healing. And so that's our focus.
Great. How can someone find out more information about the mission?
So you can visit our website at helpingupmission.org. It's helpingupmission.org. All of our contact information, description of our programs is up on the website.
Great. And a telephone?
And a telephone is 410-675-7500. That's our main line. And we also, I can talk later maybe about our intake hotline if folks are looking to get help with addiction for themselves or for a loved one.
Okay, great. Thank you. What's your role at the mission? As CEO, you're supposed to make everything work, right?
Yeah, well, I joke with people, you know, CEO, I think, really should stand for chief a little bit of everything officer. But I have the privilege of working with a very talented senior leadership team of our chief financial officer, program directors of our men's and women's campuses, respectively, a chief administrative officer, and our chief philanthropy officer. And together, we work with a staff team that's dedicated and compassionate. I think one of the things that's very special about our mission is that 65% of our staff are graduates of our recovery program.
Oh,
and I think that creates a very unique culture, and it's a transformational process, because when people have benefited from our program and have, you know, gotten years of recovery in, are making themselves available in a staff role to help others find the same hope and recovery that they found, it really is a powerful aspect of our program. So we really celebrate that.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. I know that having gone through it makes you much more sensitive to other folks that are going through it, and
helps to keep
the programs and the activities meaningful to that individual, and not just as numbers.
That's right.
That's critical in human services. How long have you been with the mission?
I've been here about 5 years. I started as the chief operating officer and just transitioned into the role of CEO in January of this year, and succeeded our long-term CEO, Bob Gaiman, who was here for nearly 29 years, who's now in a president emeritus role and fortunately is still actively engaged with us. And we're actually having an event later this week where we're celebrating his service and dedication and all the things that he did under his leadership here at Helping Up Mission. Because we've grown over the years, even though we've been around since 1885, particularly the last about 30 years that Bob has been here, you know, we've really developed from a organization focused simply on shelter to one that really has, in addition to providing shelter, offers long-term residential recovery for men and now for women and women with children.
That's great that there is such a variation in the folks that you serve. Let's talk a little bit more about how you do that.
Sure.
How many folks at one time are in your residential facilities?
So we have up to 500 beds on our men's campus here on East Baltimore Street, and then we have a new Center for Women and Children, which we just opened up in March of 2022, that has beds for up to 200 women and up to 50 of their children. And so we're incrementally building that, staffing up in that facility and opening up beds. And we just started in the last couple months, actually, through a partnership that we have with Johns Hopkins Bayview Center for Addiction and Pregnancy. We began serving women who were battling addiction, who were pregnant and needed a place to stay while they go through their pregnancy, deliver the baby, and to make sure that they get the necessary, you know, clinical and medical services during that critical period of time. We have a partnership with Johns Hopkins Bayview, their center. It's called CAP, Center for Addiction and Pregnancy. And they provide the medical and the clinical services, and the women are joining our spiritual recovery program. So it's really a great partnership that allows us to meet a very critical need. You know, I learned in the process of developing this partnership, and as we talked about how do we meet the needs of women in addiction and specifically with children, we found that maternal morbidity in Baltimore area is higher than the national average, and the leading cause actually of maternal morbidity is substance use and unintentional overdose. And so if we can, you know, really intervene with that population and provide critical access to important addiction recovery, to substance use disorder treatment for the women, and working in partnership with Johns Hopkins, who we've had a longstanding partnership with on a number of different fronts, it's really it's a powerful step forward. And, you know, hopefully we're going upstream and preventing children from growing up in addiction themselves. And so it's an important partnership as we grow and develop this new center.
Amen. Amen. It's a real blessing for Baltimore to have something like that available, because the need is crushing.
It is.
Baltimore is in a has a lot of real positives, but has a lot of real negatives, and that is one that it's just wonderful that you folks are doing that. I know that counseling is a big part of what you do, also.
That's correct, and again, that's a way that we partnership with Johns Hopkins. Particularly, the Johns Hopkins University has something called the Cornerstone Clinic. It's led by Dr. Dennis Antoine, and they actually work with us to provide substance use disorder counseling and mental health services for both the men and the women we serve. And we describe it as kind of an embedded provider partnership, in the sense that they have staff therapists and psychiatrists who are on site here. They spend their time here. They connect via telehealth as well. And they exclusively serve our clients here at Helping Up Mission. And it's really a strong partnership for us. And it's an important element of our program, because those are clinical staff that we don't need to hire, but for them, it's a way to engage with the population that we serve and to really, deepen the level of engagement and connection. And as a result of those services, on average, we see an increase of over 50 days in the length of time that clients stay in our program, which is
good,
which is really important, because the average length of years of addiction that the men and women coming to us that we find in our data is over 20 years. And so
wow.
To turn that around, to change that narrative, there's a lot of services, wraparound support, and we believe that really is why the accent mark needs to be on longer term residential recovery. And so that's been our focus. Thanks to Bob's leadership over the years and the team here, that's been the where we've put the energy and the focus.
That's wonderful. So the the middle-aged addict. The middle-aged addict. Someone who has been, that is not something all of us are very, hopefully very empathetic about the difficulty of changing negative habits.
Right.
Much less something that is that ingrained, that medical, and that so linked to psychology and so linked to one's entire life.
Right, and right. And when you can change that narrative and get somebody on a new path and a path of sobriety and recovery, it has a cascading positive impact on our community and on the families and on the economy in a lot of ways. So
and for those people who are concerned with government costs, it actually reduces government costs in the long run.
That's right. That's right. Yeah, we had a study a few years ago that Towson University did that, looked at the sort of the return on investment and found that each graduate of our program, it saved the state, the taxpayers, at least, and this is a conservative estimate based on, the outcomes that we were able to share with them, about $15,000 a year in savings to the taxpayer per graduate of our program. And, it doesn't sound like a lot, but when you're serving, up to 500 men and graduating about 125 of those every year from our recovery programs. And as we grow this, Center for Women and Children, it has a powerful impact. And,
That'll resurface a lot of streets.
It will. And the largest percentage of our clients are coming from Baltimore City, but we also saw through that analysis that we were touching pretty much every county around Maryland with referrals. So we do get a fair amount of referrals from outside of the area, from down the Eastern Shore, from all over the state, really. And that's, when having been here a while, people, get to know your name and your programs. And so that's how that's grown over time.
And you do have a good reputation, as is shown by all of your partnerships. Who is eligible for your programs?
It's really anybody that has a need. I mean, our focus is on addiction recovery. So for our residential programs, it is focused on those battling some form of addiction, whether it's alcohol or substance use. We also do have overnight shelter available for folks that may not want to go into a recovery program but just need a place to stay. And so we have a limited number of beds on that front, about 60 right now on our men's campus, and we're looking to develop that in our women's center as well. Because sometimes we find, people just are sort of down on their luck or kind of in between housing, and they need a place to stay. And so we want to provide that access and support. And oftentimes they end up being clients in our program. They just need a little more time, but sometimes they're working and just need a place to stay while they get back on their feet.
Yeah. Or it's a transition, as you said, to more treatment.
That's correct.
Addressing those problems, addressing those issues. We're running out of time, Dan. Could you give us that contact information one more time, please?
Sure. The website is helpingupmission.org. And I'll go ahead and give you our intake hotline, because that's really the critical number for people who may be in need, who are looking for a recovery program. And we have an intake hotline that's staffed by peer recovery interns, folks that are, going through recovery themselves. And that number for our intake hotline, which is answered 24/7, is 410-929-6999. That's 410-929-6999. And that's, to reach out and to find out more information about our recovery programs. And up on our website as well at helpingup.org, we have a Get Help tab, and you can see all the information about not only our intake hotline, but some more information about our programs and how to access them.
Great. Great. Well, thank you so much. Thank you so much. You folks are a treasure to the community.
Thank you.
We're blessed
to be a part of it, and we consider it a privilege to be here and serve, and appreciate Bill the time to get the word out. And you know, we're also open to volunteers and support from the community. You can also learn about that on our website as well.
Great, thank you. Unfortunately, though, that's all we have time for in Living in Baltimore. I want to thank our guest, Dan Stoltzfus, who is CEO of the Helping Up Mission in Baltimore, for being our guest today. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Bill. Great to be with you. Appreciate the service you're doing.
Thank you. Back at
you. Okay. Have a great day. Okay.
You too.
Thanks.
You too. And for Living in Baltimore, I want to thank you for tuning in. Let's try to be a good neighbor out there in all of our neighborhoods, and we'll see you next time.